There is nothing haphazard nor accidental about Jesus. Everything he did was intentional and on purpose. Have you memorized that? I've said that over the last few weeks already. There is nothing haphazard or accidental about Jesus. Everything he did was intentional and with purpose. The Easter story changes everything. The resurrection of Jesus changes everything. There are many who do not believe in the resurrection of the dead, even today. It's either a refusal to believe that anything miraculous like that could happen, and that we could believe that, or pure unbelief, as we read that the actual disciples and people that saw Jesus live and in person were having trouble believing. Even the religious Sadducees, they were a religious group beside the Pharisees, who one of their clear tenets was, we don't believe in the resurrection at all. There cannot be. And Jesus often attacked them. What do you mean there's no resurrection? And then Jesus himself went about and even raised a few people from the dead while he was on earth. Even Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. I know this goes back, but have you ever seen the Carmen, kind of a picture of that? Like, it's old, but it's dramatic how he actually demonstrates Lazarus coming forth. He's saying, this is before his crucifixion, he's going, like, it's coming. There's a powerful resurrection coming. Yesterday afternoon in Steinbach, I was officiating another funeral for a family that I knew, and their father, grandfather, and husband had passed away. So I was officiating this funeral. And this is part of what I say. This is a significant weekend. Remember, I'm doing a funeral right in the middle of the Easter season, Friday and Sunday. This is a significant weekend. Good Friday yesterday, and Easter Sunday tomorrow, today. For we as Christians are remembering the death of Jesus, and then Jesus rising from the dead, up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. Remember that song? Does being in the middle of this great weekend mean anything to us? I ask this crowd. Does being in the middle of this powerful weekend mean anything to us? I went on to say, Ecclesiastes in the Bible reads, better to spend your time at funerals than at parties. After all, everyone dies. So the living should take this to the heart. Better to spend your time at funerals than at parties, because everyone dies. Without hope, this life on earth is actually meaningless. What's the point of living? What's the point of gaining the whole world and even being a very good person if it all ends up in nothing? In nothing. My grandfather, my sister is here this morning from Alberta, our grandfather believed in nothing. He didn't believe there was anything after you die. How do you live through life like that? What's the point? There are many of us here today, I continued to say yesterday, there are many of us here today and around the world, especially this weekend, that believe in the sure hope of heaven. And some may say we're even crazy to believe in heaven and eternity. We're not crazy. Well, there may be a few people that are crazy. But we're not crazy in believing in this. We believe in something very sure, very reliable, trustworthy, and proven. We believe in something very sure, very reliable, trustworthy, and proven. I believe with all my heart, and I declare to us, that there is an eternity, there is heaven, for those who choose to be there. That is the best and greatest hope. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul, who is writing, of the good news. Say good news.
Good news.
That sounded kind of boring. Good news.
Good news.
Of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. This is the
good news
that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you. Unless, of course, you believe something that we never truly said in the first place. I pass on to you, the Apostle Paul, I pass on you what was most important and what has been passed on to me, he says. Christ, this is the point, Christ died for our sins just as the scriptures predicted. He was buried and was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures predicted. And he was seen by Peter and the 12, and after that he was seen by more than 500 people. That's quite a witness. 500 people saw him alive. At one time, not everyone can see a mirage at one time. Not everyone can see the same illusion, 500, hallucination, that's the word. Not 500 people can see the same illusion, you know what I mean. At one time, you can't. Even if you took the same drug in the same amount, which don't do that, you would not see the same thing. That's incredible. Most of whom are still alive, the Apostle Paul is writing, though some have died. And they've seen James, and it goes on. The most important thing I pass on to you. Then we go to verse 13. But tell me this. Since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying there is no resurrection of the dead? It didn't happen. It doesn't happen. Why are there some saying that there'll be no resurrection? And then he goes into the argument, because in the world it's foolishness to believe in the resurrection. You're crazy people. You're crazy to believe in a resurrection. Come on. And he goes on, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying there will be no resurrection? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ had not been raised, then all of our preaching is useless. All of my preaching, all of all the teachers on the internet, all the pastors that you've ever been under and worked with and are friends with, all the preaching is useless. What does useless mean? Worthless. Futile. Useless. Empty. What good is an empty cup of coffee? Like, really? What good is an empty refrigerator? What good is an empty tank of gas? What good is an empty Coca-Cola Zero or cherry or orange cream? It's useless. It's futile. And that's why a lot of people would look at us as Christians going, what's the point? It's so incredibly powerful and hopeful. If Christ had not been raised from the dead, then our preaching is useless and our faith is useless. And go down to verse 20. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, and he is the first of a great harvest. He is the first of the great harvest. There is hope in this life. Hope in this life. Hope beyond death. And hope in eternity. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And if he's risen, then we who believe in Jesus will also be risen. Let me read it for you one more time. And I read this at the committal service like I usually do at every funeral that I officiate. Let me read it again. It's not up on PowerPoint, but keep those words in your minds and in your eyes as I read this. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so that you will not grieve like people who have no hope. I think it should have been written, so that you will grieve like those who have hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, do we believe that? For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus comes back, he's coming back, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. So, gentlemen that we buried yesterday, all your loved ones that have passed on, all your friends that have passed on, all that you know that believe in Jesus, God will bring back with them the believers who have died. And then Paul says, we tell this directly from the Lord. He told me personally, we who are still living, when the Lord returns, will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come with a commanding shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet call of God. That will be loud. And first, the believers who have died will rise from the grave. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. We talked about that a few weeks ago. He's going to meet us. We're going to meet him in the air. We're all going to rise from the dead, if we're dead. And if we're not dead, we're all going to rise. And as I joked about, we're going to kind of hang in the air, or we're going to float in the air with Jesus for a little bit before he comes and takes over the world. He is risen. And that gives us all the hope in the world. In our current struggles on earth, and it's when we're facing death at any point, we can look ahead and go, I'm going to be here. I will rise too. I sometimes wonder, Ryan and Chris have been talking about it a lot already, I oftentimes think of those that are being persecuted for their faith, and I wonder, what's it like to look death in the face every day? For your faith. They believe in the resurrection of Jesus. And that gives them the strength and courage to carry on. That gives us the strength and courage to carry on in everything that we face. He is risen.
He is risen.